Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Popular ngayon sa merkado ang offer na interest-free, hassle-free o hulugan sa pagkuha o pagbili ng branded o usong damit, gadgets, home appliances at marami pang ibang bagay. Kaya, di mo masisi na marami ang naiinganyo. Lumalabas sa datos ng Australian Securities and Investment Commission o ASIC, umabot ang gastos ng mga mamimili dito sa Australia sa $5.6 billion sa pamamagitan ng Buy Now Pay Later mula taong 2018 hanggang 2019. Bagay na ikinabahala ng CEO ng Financial Counseling Australia na si Fiona Guthrie. Dahil sa higit 25 milyong populasyon ng Australia, umabot sa 6 milyong accounts sa Buy Now Pay Later ang nabuksan sa bansa sa taong 2018 hanggang 2019. Kaya isinulong nito ang advokasya na dapat may panuntunan o ma-regulate ang ganitong serbisyo.
Your payments are spread over an equal number of weeks and that can range from 6 weeks to many months and even years. You can get Buy Now Pay Later from just a couple of $100 up to about $30,000. And because it sits outside the credit laws, there really, really is no limit on how high that product could be marketed and sold to people.
Ang pang-akit ng serbisyong ito ay ang interest-free installments. Pero ang hindi alam ng shoppers, kung mahuli sa pagbayad, matataga ka ng malaking halaga. Sa datos ng ASEC noong November 2020, 21% ng mga customer ng Buy Now Pay Later ay nahuli ng kanilang pagbayad. Ayon kay Deb Schrute, isang Canberra-based financial counselor sa National Debt Helpline, ang bawat Buy Now Pay Later providers ay may iba't ibang parisiya at kondisyon.
There are very limited consumer protections when using these products. Other credit products come under the credit code and responsible lending legislation, and Buy Now Pay Later is yet to be regulated. So if something does go wrong, it can be very challenging to get it fixed.
Dagdag pa ni Fiona Guthrie ng Financial Counseling Australia, isa sa mga trap o bitag ng Buy Now Pay Later ay hindi namamalayan ng mga customer. Nalagpas na pala sa budget ang kanilang ginastos at sa kalaunan ay di na nila kayang bayaran dahil baon na sa utang.
It's like any debt. If you don't pay it, it's likely to affect your credit score. And that's because if you don't pay it and the company decides to record that with a credit reporting bureau as a default, then that'll affect your credit score. But that depends on the providers. Some of them use a credit reporting system and some don't.
Babala din ni Financial Counselor Deb Schrute, silang may maraming bayarin sa Buy Now Pay Later ay posibleng mahihirapang makakuha ng approval sa bangko para sa bahay o sasakyan.
If you have a lot of debt that you need to pay back, you may have a good credit rating. However, you may not have the capacity to repay the loan. So you can still be rejected on that basis. It's something that's often overlooked and it's something that is equally as important to your credit score when you're looking at your eligibility for borrowing.
Dagdag pa ni Kirsty Robson, na isa ding financial counselor ng National Debt Helpline, bago pumasok sa Buy Now Pay Later. Pag-isipan ng maigi kung kaya ba sa budget kung sakaling may mangyaring abirya.
When something goes wrong and something always, you know, goes wrong, people get sick, you lose your job, and you don't have the same rights to request hardship that you would if you were using another credit product.
Lumalabas din sa pananaliksik ng ASEC na ang mga customer na baon sa bayarin sa Buy Now Pay Later ay humahantong sa pagkaltas o pagkuha ng budget sa pagkain, pambayad sa renta ng bahay, pambayad ng bills, at ang iba ay mag-loan para pambayad sa utang na ito. Ibig sabihin, mas nababaon sa utang.
People we speak to haven't been able to afford rent because they've had too many Buy Now Pay Later payments come out of their account and they haven't been able to afford to buy food, so they've been buying their groceries with Buy Now Pay Later and then getting stuck in that kind of debt trap where they use the product for their living essentials and then pay it down and then have to use it for their living essentials again.
Bagay na sinang-ayunan ni Ms. Robson dahil marami sa tumatawag sa helpline ay mas nabaon sa utang dahil sa buy now pay later at apektado din ang pambili sa importanteng bagay gaya ng pagkain, pambayad sa bills at renta sa bahay.
I think buy now pay later payments can take priority over essential living costs for a couple of reasons. People prioritize them is because they are, you know, they are smaller amounts of credit. And people will prioritize the smaller amounts thinking that it would be better to get those paid off faster so that they, you know, can then start focusing on other things.
Kaya abiso nito, dapat humingi ng saklolo o payo sa mga profesional na kagaya nila o tumawag sa National Debt Helpline para matulungang i-manage ang pagkabaon sa utang o bayarin.
Financial counselors at the National Debt Helpline and around Australia have seen really good results when they are able to sell to advocate for consumers that are struggling with their buy now pay later. So if you are struggling with your debts and with any buy now pay later products that you're using, please call the National Debt Helpline on 1-800-007-007.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang MoneySmart website. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sneha Krishnan na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Wala nang mas hahalaga pa sa inyong kalusugan. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitors Health Cover ngayon.